It's July.
Turn on your mic.
My mic was on. It's July 19th and it's 3:48 PM. This is the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. And if we'll all stand through our pledge allegiance. Ready to begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Director Bowie?
Here.
Director Israel?
Here.
So the discussion is the Finance and Audit Committee report regarding the balance sheet, the profit and loss 2 months, profit and loss budget comparison, and statement of cash flows. And then our financial consultant is not able to come in this month, so I'm going to read her reports regarding the financial statements. Okay, so the district looks at 4 basic reports each month to get a high-level overview of the financial position of the district. These financial statements are not compiled, reviewed, or audited, but are created by the contract accountant in her position as financial controller of the district. The district has an independent financial audit each year. The district's year ends on June 30th. The 4 reports the district reviews are the balance sheet, the profit and loss 2 month, the profit and loss budget performance, and the statement of cash flows. The balance sheet shows what the district owns and what the district owes. The profit and loss 2 month shows whether the district is consistent month to month with revenue and expenses. The profit and loss budget performance shows how the district is doing against the budget and how the district is doing fiscal year to date. The statement of cash flows gives an overview of the cash that came in and went out during the month. The first report is the balance sheet. About 2 inches from the top, total checking savings. This is about $30,000 higher than last month. This is due in large part to the tax revenue received during the month. Just 2 lines under that, account 12021, accounts rec special invoices. This shows that the district has a special situation where an individual owes the district money in excess of the regular water bills. About 4 and 5 lines under that, accounts 12011 and 12012. Accounts receivable company 1 and company 2, these are a bit lower this month than last. These are the only items of note on the balance sheet. So next we will turn to the profit and loss 2 month report.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. It says accounts receivable, the account 12021, accounts receivable special invoices. What is this for a person that we're going to be talking about at a meeting, or has this been already resolved?
I'm not sure. She didn't specify what this invoice was for, mm-hmm. Other than it was a special situation where an individual owes a district money in excess of the regular water bill.
Because it's $87,889?
No. That you're looking at the income received from the west side.
Because I'm just like 1,200 accounts.
You're talking about account 12021.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
The $19,933.69.
Yes.
I don't have the breakdown or the specifics on that right now, but I believe it's something that I really can't say. It may be something that somebody had a lien put on their house because they have all this water theft or water charges. I'm not really sure. So the second report is the profit and loss 2 months. The second line item, actually the first, account 411, Okay, so account 41100, base rate water bills. This is substantially the same this month as last, so it's pretty close. About 2 inches below that, account 41500, standby fees. And an inch below that, account 42110, ad valorem tax revenue. These show that the district received tax revenue this month. On the second page, about 2 inches or so from the top of the page, total 510, payroll, all expenses. This is substantially higher this month than last due to the third payroll in June. The district's payroll is biweekly, which results in three payrolls during the month, twice each year. About an inch below that, account 53160, utilities wells. This shows that the district has received the Edison bills for the month. Just below that, about four line items down, account 5318, line maintenance and repair contractor. This account has been split to show the equipment portion of both the 53180 materials and line maintenance repair contractor and the 53181 materials and line maintenance repair contractor emergency work to give more visibility.
May I make a comment about the utilities and the wells? Is that the electric, right? The 53160? Right? The reason why it's doubled, because there's been occasion with the recent heat, I've been having to run both production wells at the same time, one on production well 5 and production well 2. It's just located at the Robertson tank. Usually one well is sufficient during an 8-hour period to move about maybe a quarter million gallon of water, but lately we've been those tanks have been pretty near the 50% mark, which is a half million, and to catch it, you know, to ensure that Desert Hill has a sufficient not only fire flow but you know demand during the day, especially during the peak periods, which is, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the holiday weekends. I've been having to use both wells to run both wells at the same time. So that's the reason for why the cost has doubled.
Keep up with demand.
I'm sorry?
Keep up with demand.
Right. That used to be what our low, back when I first took over the district with the original crew, that's what our usual, if we had a $12,000 a month bill for running one well, we were happy. Yeah, it used to be 12 to 18,000, and that was what, 12 years ago, where the rates, where electric rates were probably a lot lower, because, you know, they, as I said, they ran it during the day, they operated the well by during the day, and that was before we were using water, you know, producing water for the outlets. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
I just wanted to
make sure, you know, if there was a question.
So account, let's see, on page 3 of the profit and loss 2 months, about 2 inches from the top, let's see, account 56300, financial audit. This shows that the auditors have begun planning for the current audit. And just an inch below that, account 56500, legal services. The bills this month are related to general legal advice, water legal advice, and personnel legal advice. At the very bottom of the report, about five line items up, account 61241, website support. This shows that the district has begun work on the website. Next, we will look at the profit and loss budget performance. So the profit and loss budget performance has five columns. The first shows the actual income and expenses for the month. The second column shows the budget for the month just ended. The middle column shows the year-to-date actual figures. The fourth column shows the year-to-date budget, and the last column shows the annual budget. At the very top, account 41100, base rate water bills. The district is under budget by about $75,000 due to the DHPO overbilling. The district had budgeted for the higher amount and has now adjusted the accounting to show the proper amount. Other than that, the district is about 10% below budget for the year to date, so it is close to what was anticipated, other than the Desert Hills premium outlets. About an inch and a half below that, account 41500, standby fees, tax revenue. This shows the district is a bit above the budget. Just below that, account 42110, ad valorem, tax revenue. This shows the district is a little below what was anticipated year to date. These are the regular property taxes. This could be because property owners are not paying the property taxes as quickly as in the past. The district does not have very much visibility in the reporting it receives from the county. Near the very bottom of this page one, account 510, payroll all expenses. This is right on with the year-to-date budget. On the second page, about 2.5 inches from the top, account 5318, materials and line maintenance contractor, including the emergency work, is over budget year-to-date. Work in this category has mainly stopped recently. On page 3, about 2 inches from the very top of the page, account 56500, legal services. This is about 25% over budget year-to-date. Preliminary figures show the district with a year-to-date loss of $164,000 compared to a budgeted year-to-date net loss of $10,000. The main areas where the district is over budget year-to-date are in legal, line maintenance, and materials contractor emergency work, and the district is also under budget on the income side due to Desert Hills premium outlets. The last report we look at is the statement of cash flows. This shows that the district received tax revenue during the month. The largest expenditures were the bills. Payroll was higher due to the three payrolls during the month. The total expenditures were about $89,000. Net cash brought in was about $28,000. The district ended the month with a cash of $165,000. This ties to the balance sheet. And that's all I have to report on our financial consultants notes.
The next thing that's on here, and it says the proposed budget for fiscal year 2016-2017.
Do you want to explain?
As I said during the workshop, and I'll probably recommend to the board, we table that. Again, there are some variables that have not been resolved. and I think it would be a waste of resource and time to approve the proposed budget and then have to redo it maybe another month and another month. We have final interviews with the field crew Thursday. Tomorrow I'm meeting the final candidate for the office help. I'm going to report to the board that my recommendation on the selection of the new vehicle, service vehicle, and then I'm also looking at creating a position title business administrative manager, and that's going to have some impact on the budget too. And also we need to finalize if and how and when the board would like to adjust the water rates, because if that's going to go into effect January 1st, then we need to have the solid numbers and the rates and the projection of the income so we can adjust it, for at the 6 month mark, which is, fiscal year, which is January. So those are all the things that is a consideration why I'm recommending the board that we table this. So I would I would, as I said, probably September would probably be an ideal target for the Prop 218 hearing, if the board wants to approve, rate adjustment. That way, we can get this budget, confirmed and approved. Because I think that's the last piece of the puzzle that needs to put together. It needs to be put together.
Then we'll bring it to the board tonight.
Right. Also, and then negotiating with SEIU, the union. A lot depends on that, too. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll schedule that to September.
Yeah.
We'll bring it to the board tonight.
Yeah. So I will repeat that during the management manager's report.
Okay. Any questions?
Would you be available to send a text?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, meeting adjourned.
And it's 4:06. We are adjourned.